Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Some city services in Ottawa, including vaccine distribution, were temporarily stopped due to a severe snowstorm on Monday. The city warned of a significant weather event on Friday after Environment Canada announced high winds and heavy snowfall approaching the Ottawa area. Snowfall began around 1 o'clock a.m., according to Environment Canada, which predicted an average of 7 to 10 centimeters of snowfall per hour. A total of between 30 and 40 centimeters of snowfall was predicted to land by Monday evening. In addition to heavy snowfall, the city also warned of blowing snow and high-speed winds of up to 50 kilometers, severely lowering visibility on the roads. Elaine Goncier, director of the city's roads and parking services, said via Twitter that residents could expect a once-in-a-decade snowfall.
We have a big storm that's coming forward, and this is to the level where we typically see these events about once every 10 years, so this is not a typical event.
On Sunday, Ottawa issued a 24-hour parking ban beginning at 7 p.m. Monday to help with the snow removal effort. In a media availability on Monday, Quentin Levesque, director of roads and parking services for the City of Ottawa, explained the reason for possible delays in snow removal services.
Most certainly an event of this size and some of the variabilities of the event have proven challenging. This proves very difficult for staff to keep up as far as clearing the snow from our sidewalks, from our roadways, and our recycling network. So most certainly when we have an event that has high accumulation rates in a very short period of time, it does prove challenging for us to keep up.
Levesque told the media that Omicron transmission is not a factor contributing to the delay in snow removal. The city announced a cessation of some services on Sunday. Due to the severe weather, waste collection was delayed until Tuesday. The weather also shut down all public library branches and vaccination centers until Tuesday. Additionally, the city indicated that O-Train and OC Transpo services would be delayed due to the severe weather. In a statement on Twitter, the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board stated that Ottawa schools, which were prepared to open again on Monday following a two-week post-holiday closure, have further delayed a return to in-person learning. Ottawa's most severe storm on record occurred in 2016, when the city was covered by over 51 centimeters of snow. Monday's storm is the first weather event to come close to beating that record in almost a decade. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.